Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Iowa caucus has come and gone, and questions about their process remains. Who knows whether or not a full answer will be provided. It was supposed to be the most transparent caucus with new apps and a new company overseeing the process. It was rumored that the Nevada Democrat caucus apps and process were supposed to be the same. Now, at that point, it was announced that the Nevada Democrats would not be following in the footsteps of Iowa Democrats. If Nevada incorporated presidential preferences into our primary system instead of relying on caucuses, more voters would participate. But the caucus is an opportunity for Democrats to twist the arms of their participants while they're making the whole thing appear to be Democratic with a small d. But what else did the Iowa caucus reveal about the initial pick of Democrat voters? While former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg seemed somewhat cocky, claiming victory before any numbers had been released, he has remained in the lead as numbers have dwindled out. It's true his lead has been slim, with Bernie Sanders hot on his tail. The figures, with 97% of the numbers released, show Buttigieg ahead of Sanders by 0.1%. Much further behind is Elizabeth Warren, followed by Joe Biden. The chances of Buttigieg getting the eventual nomination are somewhat remote. A small-town mayor with no foreign policy experience and not well-loved in his own town's black community is not a formula for success. The fact that he's gay is not the kind of hindrance it might have been 10 or 20 years ago. In an era when we have seen our first black president, and with women running for the White House, it is well proven that many old barriers have been coming down. But with Buttigieg, it's his youth and lack of experience that will be the most harmful factors in his run for the presidency. Sanders appears to remain the strongest candidate to coalesce activist members of the Democrat Party. As far left as he is, his backers seem to exude the most passion. His populist socialist platform attracts many millennials. Elizabeth Warren is a Sanders wannabe. She has taken many issues out of Sanders' playbook and put her own spin on them. She has attracted many to her camp, but in doing so, she's captured the attention of some of Sanders' own supporters. In the end, Sanders will more than likely recapture those supporters and is, at this point, the best bet to get his party's nomination. And then there's Joe Biden. Biden sees himself as the most traditional party centrist to carry on in the tradition of former Democrat presidents. He would like to see himself as carrying the mantles of JFK, LBJ, Clinton, and Obama. The problem, of course, is the Democrat Party of JFK is no longer the same party, nor is the same party of Bill Clinton, and has gone even further left than Barack Obama. So whom does Biden represent? His flip-flops notwithstanding, he is an anachronism. He's a throwback to another time who is trying to ride the waves of the ever-changing Democrat Party. He might take a primary or two, but he can't compete against the passion that's driving the party today. More than likely, he'll drop out of the race before the convention this summer. Perhaps Bloomberg or Steyer will try to capitalize on his exit and go after Biden's remaining supporters, but their efforts won't be any more successful. Sanders' momentum appears much too great for any other candidate to match. New Hampshire is just around the corner, and then comes Super Tuesday. Those primaries will certainly determine who the Democrats are focusing on to go into battle against President Trump come November. The political season is just heating up. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.